Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Shoreline Players of Oscoda, once again, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing great, sir.
Good. Glad to have you back on the program to talk about, well, an upcoming production. But first off, you guys are looking for some folks to fill that production. Now, you've got auditions going on this week, don't you?
Absolutely. We have auditions Tuesday and Wednesday this week at 6:30 for our season opener. We're opening our new season, the 2018-2019 season, with the musical Bingo, the Winning Musical.
Oh, all right. So a musical to start off this season. Bingo, the Winning Musical. I'm sure we're all familiar with Bingo. Tell us how it fits into the plot of Bingo, the Winning Musical.
Well, the story is about a group of diehard bingo players that will stop at nothing to make it to their weekly game. And this group of ladies, you know, they're led by a lovely lady named Vern, and she's, you know, kind of in her 40s, and she's the matriarch of the group. She's a real funny gal. She's a little bit stubborn, a little crusty, a little hard around the edges, but she's a good-hearted gal, and she's kind of the leader of the group, and they meet every week, and they play bingo at the same place every week, and she has her friend Patsy, who's, you know, around the same age as her, and she's kind of the quiet one in the group. She's a little bit mousy. She's kind of the wallflower, if you will, of the group, but underneath all of her neuroses and her anxiety, she's kind of the rock star who can really let it rip and sing really well and surprises everybody when she does.
Gotcha. So,
and then the third lady in the group is Honey. And Honey was quite the looker in her day and still believes herself to be that,
right,
no matter, you know, her age. They kind of remind me almost of a younger group of the gals from the Golden Girls.
Oh,
that's,
gotcha.
That's my interpretation.
All right.
You know, you've got kind of the same characteristics, but they're all only in their 40s.
Right.
So you kind of see where we're headed here, too.
Gotcha,
and
yeah.
And then we have our bingo caller, Sam. And that's Sam, the gentleman who will play that character, also gets to play someone named Frank. So Sam is the bingo caller. He loves his job. He takes it very seriously. But there's a little flashback scenario, and in that flashback, he also plays Frank, who's a long-haired hippie bingo caller from the past that they're all remembering, you know, when they first started playing bingo at this place. So it's you know, they're all kind of quirky, fun characters,
yeah.
And all the roles sing. And then we also have Minnie, and Minnie Martinelli is in her 60s, and she is the bingo hall manager, and she's kind of everybody's favorite. She's the cute and cuddly grandma of the bunch.
Gotcha.
So again, like I said, you see where I'm drawing these parallels to our old TV show there.
Right.
And then along with them, we have Bernice Boudelet and her daughter, also Allison. So we have another character, you know, that's portrayed in her 40s and her daughter who's in her 20s.
All right.
And of course, Bernice is like the super mom who's like just sweet and cheerful, and she's the peacemaker and the pie baker and spreads sunshine everywhere she goes. And her daughter is very passionate and optimistic, and she's a perky little gal who's just, you know, out there going to change the world.
Right.
So,
well, the play opens in November, but you've got auditions going on Tuesday and Wednesday night, so it sounds like you need 6 women and 1 guy.
We do, because that one guy gets to have a split personality.
There
lucky
you go.
Him. So there we go.
All right. So what do they need to bring to rehearsal?
We do. Well, what we'd like is we'd like them to be prepared to sing at least one song. And then they're going to be reading from the script and working with each other when they audition. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because the neat thing about auditions is, you know, other than maybe Sam, who's going to get to read as Sam and Frank, you're going to get up there and you might read as, you know, Vern, and you might read as Honey, and you might read, you know,
sure.
You kind of get to try on all these different characters, which makes it fun. And so it's auditions can be a little daunting, but they can also be a lot of fun. And I know there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, no, I can't do a show. Yeah, you can.
Yes.
You can. You know, if you ever thought you wanted to get up and sing or try out for a show, this would be the perfect show to do that for. Come out, have some fun, meet some new folks, enjoy yourself. And like you said, the show isn't until November, the first 2 weekends of November. So that's why we have auditions now. So you're going to have plenty of time to rehearse and get ready.
Very good. Auditions happening Tuesday and Wednesday night for Bingo, the Winning Musical, put on by the Shoreline Players of Oscoda. And Sue Miller, always a pleasure, Sue. And we'll look forward to catching up with you again very soon about another production you've got coming up.